This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We are not looking to start a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. As I've told my many colleagues, as I've spoke to them over the last few days, what we'd like to see is this situation de-escalated and for Tehran to sit down with us and begin a discussion about a better way ahead. We think that's the best approach at this point in time.
Welcome to America Tonight. Boy, lots of things happening on the Iran front. How are you? I'll tell you what a way to kick off 2020. I look at what's going on the Hill. I look at the Iran attacks and the threats of hitting the U.S. and the fact that we have been designated a terrorist nation, according to Iran. You just heard Mark Esper there, the defense secretary, talking about the U.S. and Iran situation and the fact that he's saying not necessarily looking to start a war. Iran certainly is. And there is that possibility of a cyber attack. Imagine how that would shut us all down. Have you been at your desk when you've had some important things that you have to do that are life and death, so to speak, financially? And then suddenly you get frozen out. You're in a pure panic. That happened to me at least a couple of times last year in areas concerning this show and being able to deliver it. But what if it deliberately happened because of a massive cyber attack that crippled us since we are so dependent on computers? But at hand right now, Iran firing missiles at bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops. About a dozen missiles, in fact. And coalition forces at these bases were absolutely there on the premises. And this is an apparent retaliation for that U.S. drone strike a handful of days ago. And also the killing of General Soleimani and then ultimately his funeral just the other day. The extent of the damage, we don't know at this point. Both President Trump and Iranian officials have threatened reprisals on either side if there is an attack. The president announced on Twitter he's going to make a statement on Wednesday. What he did say is all is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. I'll be making a statement tomorrow morning. So exactly what I just told you there, that was verbatim what was on his Twitter feed at 8:45 on Tuesday. So no indication of anybody being killed. That is the good news. And still it was massive and there was lots of damage. There was a hangar that was damaged at the An Asad base, one of two. And troops at the base did, thank goodness, have advanced warning of incoming missiles, so they were able to scramble for cover, because that's exactly what they did. They've been practicing those kinds of drills. Imagine if they hadn't been, we'd be having a different conversation. This is huge. And on the Hill, while they're in the middle of volleying about in the Senate what's going to happen with impeachment, now we have the possibility of war. And the question becomes, the most obvious question, how do you feel about going to Iran with going to war with Iran? I mean, clearly the missiles were launched from Iran and targeted those bases where they knew U.S. troops were and other coalition forces. So what are the necessary measures that are going to be used to protect and defend U.S. personnel of all sorts? They're weighing the response, you can bet, right now. They're weighing it, looking at the damage, deciding what to do. Both, by the way, the president and the VP, Mike Pence, of course, were briefed on the attacks. They're monitoring the same thing, what's going on. And you have lots of reaction from those on the Hill about this Iranian missile strike on these U.S. military bases, because isn't that an act of war? And this has gotten even hotter after the Soleimani killing, which we knew that was going to happen. Here's what Mickey Sherrill had to say today, a veteran, talking about what people that are on the front lines think and what people back home think when something like this happens.
Well, as a veteran, I think my first thoughts are really for the families. A lot of us have signed up in the past to go serve our country. We know that we might put ourselves in danger, but it's the families often that are sitting home waiting for news from their loved ones.
So she knows, because she's a former Navy helicopter pilot and a federal prosecutor, and of course she's been a U.S. representative for New Jersey since 2019, so she's still new on the Hill, but has those military ties and the veteran ties. So as that former Navy helicopter pilot and knowing also what happens with families, she has four children, so interesting to hear what she says, and it really is the thoughts of so many people who are concerned about what happens with their family. You know, you look at the Al-Asad air base, and it's in western Iraq. It was used by our forces after the 2003 invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein. So there's, you know, how many people are there? 1,500, give or take, U.S. and coalition forces. 1,500. You have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She was huddled with the Democrats discussing the impeachment proceedings against the president and a House agenda when there was a note that was brought in telling her and the others that were there of the strike that happened. So there were other briefings that were happening and people that were pulled out of those briefings to hear what could have been much more sobering news, but still is pretty scary from the point of view of the amount of casualties that could have happened. Thank goodness they scrambled and they were warned. They knew what was happening. The Iranian state television people reported that Tehran claimed credit for the attack. We obviously know that. And they said specifically, this is a response to the killing of Soleimani, which the president ordered late last week. So these reprisals that are being threatened on both sides. We have Iran's Revolutionary Guard warning the U.S. and allies, by the way, against, yeah, we're coming after you. We will slit your throats. We're going to retaliate over this missile attack. They're warning all American allies that any territory that is the starting point of aggressive acts against Iran will be targeted. On social media, one Iranian official tweeted this: get the hell out of the region. That's what it said. There was a photo of the Islamic Republic flag, no caption. Probably a reference to the president's word-free tweet of the U.S. flag after the Soleimani operation. So, what's being said now, the Iranian foreign minister, we do not seek escalation or war, but we'll defend ourselves against any aggression. Oh, I think there's so much more to come. We've got more to come, too, as well. Stay locked and loaded with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Talked to him today that the president, if we have to retaliate because they continue to come after us, it will be a massive retaliation. It will include economic targets.
The president had strikes in Syria and Iraq. Then you have the taking out of Soleimani. Then you have 3,500 troops being sent. We see an escalation without any authorization at all by Congress, and it's time for Congress to put the brakes, get the information, and then make a decision.
Senator Jersey Bob Menendez, Democrat, says, whoa, slam on those brakes. He said he spoke to Secretary Pompeo on the Iranian strikes. He said he's going to monitor it. He's going to stand with the troops and ensure Congress fully exercises what you just heard there, the authority under the Constitution to conduct vigorous oversight for our nation's foreign policy. I just hope they're not doing that as we are crippled by a cyber attack. And Lindsey Graham made that reference to it. By the way, we have breaking news. This happened a short while ago. A Ukrainian passenger jet with 180 people on board slammed into or crashed into Iran early Wednesday, shortly after taking off from the Khomeini Airport in Tehran. The aircraft, they say, crashed due to technical difficulties. The flight was bound for the Ukrainian capital, and ambulances, of course, were dispatched to the site, but there were no survivors in that. What do you think of when you hear that? It sounds ominous, doesn't it? And looking at a map of it, it was, you know, you see where the crash was, and then this was, you look at Iran launching those missiles toward Iraq, the Federal Aviation administration closing off the airspace over Iran and the Gulf region to all U.S. carriers. So this is huge news, of course, this plane crash, and then what's happening with the U.S. troops who are going to remain in Iraq, and the fact that bases were hit with missiles where we had so many of our troops. Brace yourself big time for what could possibly happen next in this escalating conflict, including financially, because we all know any kind of a negative jolt kills the markets. The craps table goes in the opposite direction, as I affectionately call the markets. The Iranian foreign minister saying they're not looking for this, but they'll take proportionate measures. There's no question they're not going to go quietly into the good night. There's no question that they're not going to stop rattling sabers. This is a very, very big moment. In fact, Leon Panetta wrote a piece for the Washington Post that I cracked open a little bit earlier in the day, and he describes it this way. Remember, he's a former defense secretary and CIA director. He says, as the nation begins a new year, the drums of war are beating more loudly than ever. He goes on to say, we too easily forget, with memories of past wars fading, how they begin. History makes clear that too often the cause is failed leadership. Ooh. Struggling to exercise good judgment. Ouch. Miscalculation. Ooh. What will others do? Sending mixed messages to adversaries, ignoring intelligence and relying on the false belief that power alone is enough to quickly prevail in any war. He doesn't just go after the president, though. He says the leaders of both the United States and Iran have badly failed to achieve their objectives. President Trump thought he could simply walk away from the Iran nuclear deal, ignore the other nations, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China, that they had negotiated the deal, impose new sanctions, reinforce U.S. forces in the Persian Gulf, and force the Iranian leadership to negotiate. This is truly, I think, the greatest test to this point of Donald Trump's presidency. I agree with that. And especially, like it or not, in an election year. Remember, back in June of 2019, he called off a retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute after it downed a U.S. drone. Then there was Iran's attack against Saudi oil facilities. And then there was the withdrawal from Syria. And the vow to get out of what he called, and I agree, I call it the quicksand of the Middle East, the forever wars. But there was a fear that this was the open invitation to come dance at the party and impose casualties that would instead lead us in a different direction. I think that Iran is also guilty, more guilty, of having failed and flawed strategies, whatever it is they're trying to do. We saw the ugly protest that endangered all those people at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. But what did the U.S. do? Deployed Marines and the 82nd Airborne Division. And then killed the Major General Soleimani. So some shoe is going to drop, and it might be a couple. He was a bad guy, Soleimani. And of course, Iranians mourned him. And then that was amped up for them to do that. He killed thousands of innocent people, including people in his own country, and hundreds of U.S. military personnel over the years. He was a killing machine. They know that in Tehran. But the fact that we are on the brink of war in the Middle East again, and you think of the lives, the body count, does it get resolved? So this truly is a momentous moment for this president. Because this is about the global stage. This is about the potential of war. This is about the fate of these United States. This is a moment where the commander-in-chief has the ultimate say. Here's what I would say. When you look at our strategy and you look at Iran, who do you think can least afford an all-out, balls-to-the-wall war? Well, that would be Iran. We can strike much differently than Iran can. What would scare me with Iran really would be a cyber attack. The international community did not embrace Soleimani. In fact, the United Nations sanctioned him for proliferation of sensitive nuclear activities in 2007. There was even a travel ban, but he still managed to squeak out to places like Syria and Lebanon. He trained terrorist groups and killed more than 600 American service members in Iraq, wounded thousands more, threatened our diplomats, kidnapped U.S. citizens, spread a cloud of hate, chaos, and fear. And then think of helping Al-Assad and what Al-Assad did to the Syrians. Also had a hand in that, Soleimani. So clearly, that was the right thing to do. Clearly, we do have the upper hand moving forward. Will Tehran decide to go with bloodshed and not negotiate? And then ultimately, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to answer Senator Bob from Jersey, will they work with Congress to look at the protection of troops and strengthen the embassy in that area? Well, of course there's going to be briefings. Of course they're going to know what the full threats are that we are aware of that Iran poses. Say your prayers, everybody. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We are in the mailbag, and already we've gotten a couple of quick emails from this because I just announced it. How about all of you for jumping on top of this? That Ukrainian airplane that crashed near Tehran, all those people on board, and there was no word on casualties. However, we know that it was a horrific crash. And again, this is breaking news. And it crashed just right as soon as it took off, like I mentioned, a Boeing 737, technical difficulties. It was, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It was from the Ukraine International Airlines. This was the airline. It was bound for the Ukraine. And ambulances immediately, you know, dispatched to the site, not known if and how many and that kind of stuff that they were able to scoop up. So I hope I said that right when I first went to it. And this is something that I just got asked from Max, who said, oh, my God, Kate, a plane crashed. All those people on board. Did anyone survive it? And what's being said is they're being cautious with what the site looks like and all of that, since it just happened, where you had, first of all, Iran firing about a dozen missiles at the U.S. forces in Iraq. Then you had this deal with the airplane crashing shortly after takeoff and people scurrying to you know, make heads or tails of the chaos there and what happened. And so I'm getting some texts as I'm here on the air from people I know that are looking at the very grim, somebody I know that says they're looking at the grim crash scene, meaning that they know people that are on the ground there. And, you know, there's just debris everywhere. There's smoke everywhere. And, you know, in looking at the stuff that I'm being sent, it, again, looks very, very bleak. The passengers, most of the passengers would have to be dead, and that's what I'm getting from the text that I'm getting. That's why they dispatched the crews, but not much is happening as far as the emergency of trying to rescue people, which when you think of a crash, that makes sense. And they are unable to really completely wrap their arms around it because of the fires. Now, Flight Radar said in a tweet that the jet had been in service for about 3.5 years, the one that crashed, so not a very long time. So stay tuned for more on that. Got one from Keith about wondering about that. I got one from Alex saying the same thing. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. This is terrible, some of what's happening, and obviously what happened with the missiles. How are we sitting there? And so to that question is, how are we sitting there? You have the U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who you may have heard or not at the top of this show, who said he's not looking for a war with Iran, but they're prepared to finish one, saying that we don't want to start it, but we will do what we have to do. So there's high alert that's been placed on U.S. forces and air defense missile batteries across the Middle East to possibly shoot down any Iranian drones, because now there is the threat of an imminent attack against U.S. targets. So we know that there's massive tension, right? Do we even need to use that word? Because this is what I got from Michael. Boy, Kate, that tension that everybody keeps talking about between the U.S. and Iran, of course it's there. The first they go after us, and then we respond by hitting them where it counts, taking out one of their number one generals, and I think it was a brilliant move as everybody tries to overanalyze what the president decided to do. He had to do something, and he said when he was running, this is exactly the kind of president he was going to be. A terrorist leader, terrorist organization. Boom. Done. The president made the decision he had to make at that time, with all that information that was coming in. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Mac, who says, Kate, and this is Iran Center too, do you think Iran would actually attack us inside our borders? Do you think there's a possibility of that? Do I think there's a possibility of that? I think there's a possibility of anything. But I think the cyber attack would be just such a juicy target if there was a possibility there. Actually, lobbing missiles into the U.S., I don't see that. But there's so much danger surrounding this. I mean, after the funeral of Soleimani and the reaction to that, then now Iran boldly launching missiles, lobbing them into areas where U.S. soldiers were. Pretty brazen. What do they think is going to happen? What would a U.S.-Iran conflict look like? That's what Dan says. What would it look like? We have the superior military. That's what I would say. So, to me, hands down, we win, but could this be dragged out for a long period of time? Of course. And to me, that's what's so scary. How long would it drag out? Would it be another one of these situations of a war, but a necessity? And then when do we let people out? When do we come in? How many deployments? I mean, that whole thing. So not where we want to be. However, the president made it clear when he became president after he was running that this was one of the lines that he was willing to jump over. Because we've been being bullied and teased and taunted by Iran for how many years now? And then once they say they're not stockpiling anything, that's the second that we find out, oh yeah, they are. What are they talking about? I got this one from Patrick, who says, Kate, I love that you talked about the thirsty koala bear taking some water from a cyclist. It's so sad, the animals who have had to be killed because of these brush fires. No water. Hot beyond belief. Firefighters that must be exhausted. Yeah, you know what's interesting, veering in a different direction with these fires, and this was shocking to me, but of course there was no cause that was being thrown out there. But the wildfires, which are a massive catastrophe, by the way, are brought about mainly by drought and extreme heat. However, they're saying that 24 people are being charged with intentionally starting the brush fires. That's what they're saying. In fact, there's legal action against 183 people. 183 people. Criminal charges because they're not complying with the total fire ban. 47 accused of discarding a cigarette that was lit or a match on land. What? This has been happening for months. Homes are being lost, destroyed, entire towns. 18 million acres of land have been burned. Half a billion animals have been affected by the fires. Half a billion. Millions potentially dead. Birds, reptiles, mammals. All affected. Very, very sad. How many times do you hear people say, if you ask them about a trip they'd like to take, how many times do you hear someone say, oh, I want to go to Australia? Well, Australia's on fire right now. And lots of people are donating money, and there's lots of places to go for that, and thank goodness. But it is on fire. This one comes to us from Larry, listening to us in the great Pacific Northwest. Kate, I heard what you had to say about Harvey Weinstein and Bravo. I totally agree. Anybody who has any woman in their life doesn't like it when the person in power uses that power and abuses it the way he did. Some of the stories I read were just absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you there. They were ridiculous. And now it's facing the music in New York and facing the music in Los Angeles. I can't imagine that it's just going to be a slap on the hand. That doesn't seem like that's what will happen here. But, you know, it's all about building the case and testimony and all of that that happens in between. All right, we got to end on a positive note. This one comes to us from Lydia, who says, Kate, were you a Girl Scout? Did you sell Girl Scout cookies and get all those badges? And did you know that there is a new Girl Scout cookie? Well, thanks to you, I looked up the fact that there was a new Girl Scout cookie. And the new one, you know, they've got, they always have the Tagalongs and Samoas and Thin Mints. But now they've got a cookie called Lemon Ups. So not a tart lemony taste. They've got on them, I'm a leader, I'm a go-getter. That's what it says on the outside of the package. They're supposed to inspire, I suppose. I don't know. I like it. Why not? I was a Girl Scout. I did get all the badges. My mother's... Man Cave next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
All right, guys, understand it. I saw Lamar's comments about it, you know, and he's right, spot on. I'll trust our veterans to get a lot of that across. I think our focus will be on preparing for the football part of it more than anything.
Can't start too late. You know, you got to attack fast. You know, it don't really matter what court it is, but you first or second, you know, you got to attack. You got to just finish the game strong. You can't just go in the game playing half. You know, you had the same results.
All right, you heard Lamar Jackson there, the unbelievable quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, and his coach, John Harbaugh. They have a date with destiny against the Titans in the AFC divisional playoffs. Jackson has had a career year, over 3,100 passing yards, 36 touchdowns, all kinds of records that he ripped up. Baltimore is favored by 10. And can I have a drum roll, please? Oh, yeah. Wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. The drummer's exhausted. Here we go. Ba-dum-pump. It is the Ravens that I am picking to win the Super Bowl. I don't care who they play. This team is on fire. They've had rest. They are winning the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl goes to Baltimore this year. They'll beat the Titans. They move on to the championship AFC Championship game and then on to the Super Bowl. Whoever the opponent is from the NFC, no offense, because, man, there are a lot of teams I like. Look at the kind of season the Packers have had. Look at the Vikings and the 49ers who are playing in the NFC divisional playoff game out at Santa Clara, California. San Francisco favored by a touchdown. And despite all of that, no matter what, it was an easy pick. I was put on the spot weeks ago and I picked Baltimore. So for everybody listening to this show, yes, it is Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. Did I say it again? Baltimore all day long. I mean, this quarterback is the I can do it better, bigger, badder, louder than everybody else. The Titans defense is not going to be easy, but I expect the Ravens take this pretty handily. So there you go. You got my prediction right out of the gate. And by the way, our Nail the Score segment comes up on our next show, first hour, third segment. If you are up, thriving, and alive, and you want to win some prizes or bragging rights anyway, look for our Nail the Score contest. It's so fun just for a segment. That's all we do it. Pick the game of the week, and you tell us who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. Sweet! Who doesn't want prizes at the beginning of the year? We don't want presents. We want prizes. All right, speaking of prizes, there's some interesting things happening in the NBA worth mentioning. For all of you listening to me in the great state of Texas and others outside of Texas who are just Maverick fans, how about the Mavericks? They take on the Nuggets at the American Airlines Center on Wednesday, but they're sporting that 23-13 record, and they have one heck of a player in Luka Doncic. So fun to watch what he's been able to do. So when we talk about teams that are making some noise, this is a team that is making a lot of noise. And people are getting excited because they're realizing, oh my gosh, is this the We Can Do It team? Coming off of a win at Chicago, they lost to Charlotte on Saturday, last Saturday in overtime, but that was a tight game. And they've had some really good wins this season. Really, really good. The other team that's been interesting to watch in the West is the Lakers. Anthony Davis left the game against the Knicks in the third quarter because he landed on his tailbone and back. Yikes. So he was injured when he fell back in an awkward way trying to block the shot of Julius Randle from New York. He pounded the court in pain after his hard landing and stayed down for a couple of minutes. So when you see that, and this was in Los Angeles, that's not good. And he has been a scoring slash assist machine for the Lakers. So that other team in Los Angeles, the Clippers, this gives them even more of an opening. And you look at the Lakers and the Clippers, and they are neck and neck, essentially. Although the Clippers are four games behind the Lakers. But the Clippers are seeing that Doc Rivers coaching them has been making such a huge difference. And I always thought he was going to rattle some cages there. And it really looks like he is doing that. So wouldn't it be interesting if Los Angeles had two cracks at an NBA championship run? Because they do right now. Somebody eliminates somebody else in the West, however. Somebody does that. But who is, you know, who knows? At this point, I'll make the prediction. I will make the prediction, as I just did, about the Super Bowl, but I won't go in that other direction. No way. Do you miss bowl games? Oh, it was hard to see that last one go down, wasn't it? Because that signaled. Okay, so Louisiana beats Miami of Ohio. But it also signals that Clemson, LSU are just around the corner at Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. And you can bet that crowd is going to be a raucous crowd. I think much more evenly distributed than one would imagine because of the amount of tickets that go out. I think that makes a huge difference. Of course it does, in the makeup of who's in the crowd. By the way, the New York Giants ditched Pat Shurmur, and instead they're intrigued by Joe Judge. Never been a head coach, a Patriots assistant, but absolutely has intrigued the minds that run the New York Giants. And apparently they're very, very, very close to making it happen. Wow. Interesting, isn't it? I mean, interesting because it's either retread, somebody you don't know, which is the way to go. I mean, how do you get it right? Mike McCarthy, the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Is this going to be the coach that truly gets more than just potential and some upside out of Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, some of the other really talented players on defense and offense? Because I would say, tick-tock, the time is now and urgent for the Dallas Cowboys. So the Cowboys and the Giants with new coaches rolling into the year. Well, once football comes back, they'll have mini camps and all of that. And, of course, we'll have the draft. But it's not like the full-on. It's not the full-on thing yet. But it'll be here, nevertheless, before we know it. You know what we would be talking about. Is Brady going to return to the Patriots? If we were sitting around with a giant bowl of popcorn, the Patriots and Brady, that's a big factor. Mike McCarthy, will he elevate the Dallas Cowboys? That's another big theme. Will Joe Burrow be the leadoff man in the NFL and get the number one spot as far as the draft is concerned? Let's see what kind of game he has on the national stage. The big national stage, rather. The one where they hand you the championship trophy. It's just the beginning, folks. We are only 6-7 days in. Make it count.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.